my experience with it. It's cut all the way, it's through.
You mentioned corn.
But it's, you can raise such a great amount of it in such a little bit of a space, but you don't have to worry about it coming up, making another growth. I don't think it does. I don't think it amounts to anything after you cut it off. If it gets up any size, I'm pretty sure that it doesn't amount to anything after that.
Well, it's sure tasty though, isn't it?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
You mentioned corn. Did you have any special corn that you grow for the table?
Well, yes. My father was. He had a corn that he called squirrel corn. It didn't grow very high, but it was great to produce, and it's something on the order of sweet corn. You know, sweet corn doesn't make a very high stalk, mm-hmm. but it'll stick out maybe two or three little ears on a stalk. And he liked that. He would nearly always plant a little squirrel corn, mm-hmm. and it was early. Of course, it was early like the sweet corn. We'd have early roasting here and get it off that squirrel corn, or maybe he'd plant a little sweet corn and some squirrel corn both. We'd have early roasting here. And then when the field corn come along, well then we'd get our roasting ears in out of the field and get them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You mentioned the outer covering on this ear of corn. What did you say you called that?
The shuck.
Shuck. And up at the top of that, there's that fuzz?
Well, at the top of the ear?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the silk. And it, that silk is what catches that bloom from the tassel, you know. Mm-hmm. Or simply if the tassel of a stalk of corn is damaged from something, well, you don't have any corn, it don't produce, mm-hmm. you see, but it drops down and it catches on in them silks, and that's what feeds that down there on into that, you see that. A lot of times I have shucked, thought I had a little ear of corn, and shucking, I wouldn't have anything but just the cob and then those silks, and they run plumb down to the full length of that cob. See, but there wouldn't be nothing there. No
kernels.
No. They just hadn't got the bloom off of that tassel, and of course it didn't produce no corn. But the silks and the cob was there. Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. Of course that don't happen very often.
Did you raise anything else in your corn field?
Well, sometimes we would plant pumpkins. See, they're a late crop, you know. You plant them right in the corn field. Yeah, we used to do that. We'd raise our Kentucky Wonder beans, mm-hmm. let them climb up the corn stalk. It's already staked. Yeah, and a lot of times we would go and plant our pumpkins around an old straw stack, you know, where we had thrashed. The old straw pile had laid there for years and years, you know, and rotted down.
Oh boy.
What a marvelous place that is to raise pumpkins.
I think that'd be good for strawberries too.
No, I suppose it would be, yes. We never monkeyed with strawberries. When I was a youngster growing up, the country had worlds of wild strawberries. Hmm. Yes, we used to go. Out and just make a trip out just purpose to pick wild strawberries. I don't think there's any anymore. You know, the prairie fires and mm-hmm. everything. Oh, there's a lot of things that I guess is